breaking tonight, just moments ago, the Justice Department responding to demands for the DOJ to come forward with any and all information on President Trump's allegation that then-President Obama was spying or wiretapping him during the 2016 campaign. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge live in Washington on what the DOJ is saying about this on this evening of this deadline. Hi, Catherine.
Well, thank you, Martha. Within the last hour, a Justice Department spokesman confirming to Fox News that they have asked the committee for more time to review the request and determine if documents exist. Meantime, the White House spokesman telling reporters today the president's tweet March 4th was not meant literally.
The president was very clear in his tweet that it was, you know, wiretapping. That spans a whole host of surveillance types of options. The House and the Senate intelligence committees will now look into that and provide a report back.
The House Intelligence Committee deadline comes just 1 week before the first public hearing on the Russia investigation, where current and former administration officials, including FBI Director James Comey, are invited witnesses. The committee's ranking Democrat believes the FBI director may be eager to testify.
The press reports are accurate that he asked the Department of Justice to knock this down, and they refused whatever reason. He may welcome the opportunity, but he'll certainly have that on March 20th.
And moments ago, we received this statement from a spokesman for the committee's Republican chairman who wants relevant documents before the public hearing a week today. It reads in part, quote, if the committee does not receive a response by then, the committee will ask for this information during the March 20th hearing and may resort to a compulsory process if our questions continue to go unanswered. And we're told tonight that specifically means issuing subpoena for any records, Martha. Mm.